This is Capital Access. I'm Paul Braun. Heading into the final week, the Louisiana governor's race is too close to call. National political analysts are calling it a toss-up, and local polling shows incumbent John Bel Edwards and GOP challenger Eddie Rasponi neck and neck as they make their final pitches to Louisiana voters. Stephanie Grace is a columnist for the New Orleans Advocate Times-Picayune. She joins me once again to discuss the race. Stephanie, thanks for speaking with me.
Thanks for having me.
That poll I mentioned in the intro was conducted by Mason Dixon Strategy for Gray Television. It shows Edwards with a slight lead at 48% and Rasponi just behind at 46%. But again, that's well within the 4% margin of error. How is that affecting the candidates' campaign strategies?
Well, this has really been a toss-up since John Bel Edwards did not win outright in the primary. He did much better than Rasponi in the primary, but most of those other votes were votes for another Republican. The question was how many of those would automatically go to Rasponi or how many could John Bel Edwards pick off? The other question is, could they change turnout? Because John Bel Edwards' turnout in the primary was pretty disappointing, and I know he's been very focused on that.
Right, and he's been sort of walking a tightrope on that because a key part of his demographic is the African-American vote, which didn't turn out very well in the primary. But even to get a big boost there, it's unclear whether that would be enough to push him over the top without scooping up a few Abraham voters. So the messaging has been kind of tricky. How do you think he's doing on that?
The messaging has been split. You know, one issue that probably plays okay with both groups is Medicaid expansion. He's been focusing very much on that, saying that Rasponi's idea to freeze it, whatever that means, would in effect kill it.
But shifting gears a bit, last week we saw a pair of governor's races come to an end, one in Mississippi and another in Kentucky, where Republican incumbent Matt Bevin was narrowly defeated by Democrat Andy Beshear. You wrote a bit about that race over the weekend. What comparisons can be drawn between that contest and Louisiana's?
Matt Bevin was an incumbent, and he was a Republican in a Republican state that Donald Trump won by, I think, 30%. Donald Trump came in, did a big rally for him. Polls showed his approval rating was in the mid-30s, and yet he almost won. John Bel Edwards has kind of a reverse situation. He's a Democrat in a Republican state. He has a good approval rating. What really strikes me is his low disapproval rating. If 38% say they don't like him, that means 62% are okay with him. Yet a bunch of them are going to vote against him anyway. The question is how many. So to me, that says these are races that have been nationalized. They're more about party. They're more about the president. You know, there's this kind of other dynamic there that really has nothing to do with performance.
President Trump put a lot of attention in Kentucky. With the 2020 presidential race on the horizon, how much stock is he putting in this contest and other governor races around the country?
I think he's looking for wins. He's looking for places where he can show that he still has a lot of support, I think, as he's facing impeachment, as he's facing some really pretty bad national poll numbers. When you look at his tweets, he's taking credit for Matt Bevin in Kentucky being as close as he was, even though he lost. And he, I think, would love to take credit for Eddie Rasponi if Eddie Rasponi wins.
So we'll soon have some answers. Until then, Stephanie Grace, thanks so much for taking the time to talk.
Okay, thanks.
For Capital Access, I'm Paul Braun.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture and educating classrooms on renewable food, fiber, and fuel systems.